I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know who's happy after a Ravens win. John Harbaugh, Mike Preston report card. You can find it at Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, or you can just find out about it right now. Mike Preston, what'd you give Lamar Jackson?
A.
A.
A what?
A. Just A.
Oh, just A.
No plus.
I don't give no A plus is not happening here. 18 of 23 for 204 yards. Four touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 143.2. Did a nice job with him just throwing short and then getting him into that groove. I think that fit right into him and doing well.
They took that away. They took the perimeter away, and he took what they gave him.
Yep.
Running backs.
Derrick Henry, 119 yards rushing on 19 carries. I like what they did with Keaton Mitchell. And people say, he didn't have a lot of yards. It didn't make a difference. They gave him his touches, and you have to honor his speed. And if you give him four, just go around the corner. You've got to spread your defense out. They did that extremely well. Justice Hill is very good on third down passing situations. I mean, he didn't have a lot of catches, but when he's in the game, you got to be aware of him. So they got a B.
Offensive line, your guys.
Offensive line, I gave him a B.
Are you tougher on them because you were a lineman?
Of course. And I watch him all the time. I thought Lindenbaum did a nice job, especially on some of those screens where he was downfield. I look at those things. I think Voorhees and Falele are still too high. They play high. Rosengarten's struggling at tackle. Maybe because there's more film on him compared to a year ago. I don't know. Ronnie Stanley, they took him out of the game early just to kind of rest him. But
glad to see him back.
Did a decent job. Yeah. And watch the ankles, though. I mean, set of problems with those. But they got to be receivers. Mark Andrews, Charlie Kohler each had touchdown passes. Andrews had two. Even Likely got involved in the offense, had three passes for 60 yards. And Zay Flowers is still the guy.
He is.
You can say whatever you want about him. They put him in that slot. They can put him outside.
He can win everywhere.
Yeah, he can match up on the outside and caught that pass down the right sideline.
Is he the best ever Ravens receiving draft pick?
It's not close.
I don't know. I thought Jermaine Lewis was very good when he was here.
He was a good player, but like he's not putting up the type of numbers that Zay's putting up, right?
Yeah, because he had Michael Jackson and Derek Alexander on the outside. Those guys ran up big numbers,
but
they were huge.
Look, numbers. I love Jermaine Lewis. I thought more impressive as a returner than an actual receiver, but he added plenty here. I don't think any of the receivers that the Ravens have drafted are comparable to this guy.
Yeah, I think Zay's
a
guy.
And actually, you look what Ted Marchibroda did with Jermaine. It's pretty much exactly what Monken does with this guy. Puts him in motion. You can't get a good chuck on him at the line of scrimmage. They do a nice job. And
His footwork is excellent, man.
It's past excellent.
Like, I mean, there's something to be said about guys that can stop on a dime and make a cut. But it's also like it's the deception of, hey, I'm breaking this way and you think I'm going that way. He has the ability to... Okay, we're both in the picture. Now I'm the only one in the picture because you're on the other side of the field.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He ran a double route 2 weeks ago where he was running top speed. He cut and then made another cut and never changed speed. I mean, he just kept it dialed up. And so you got to defend the cut against the speed, and not a lot of receivers can do that.
Right, and I was going to say very few can do that, even at a high rate of speed like that. But watching him play, it's kind of fun. He's a special guy.
Defensive line.
I gave him a B-. I thought they played. They were okay, sluggish in the first half, but then I don't know who delivered that boomer locker at halftime, but somebody got under him because they started to play better and they took away their running game. John Jenkins, I thought, played well. Travis Jones had 5 tackles.
Travis Jones was good last night.
Yeah.
At that position, that's a lot of tackles.
Yeah. And the thing is, they started getting pressure on Tua up the middle. Yeah. And all you got to do is get him one step to the right, one step to the left.
Because he doesn't want to go.
I don't blame him. But they got a B-.
Linebackers.
You know, they struggled in the first half, too. They came out, they're a little sluggish. Roquan got pushed around a little bit, but by the time that second half started going, they dominated the game. Roquan had a whole bunch of tackles. The guy that impresses me the most is the rookie, Teddy Buchanan.
Yeah.
In training camp, he would get lost in pass pro. I mean, pass coverage. Now he's playing playing extremely well. What do you have, 8 tackles last night? So he's doing a nice job. Van Noy seemed to settle down a little bit on the outside, because earlier in the game, the Dolphins attacked them on the perimeter. They were getting outside, and they were losing containment, but they got better. And then you moved Hamilton up. Yeah. You know,
Buchanan is the defensive rookie of the month.
I heard.
Yeah.
But I'm just watching this guy play. He's gotten better every week.
Do you think, is he better out there? I mean, it's a silly question, but better out there with Roquan because it takes away some of the things that you might have to do and lets you just go out and play a little bit, or no?
Yeah, because then he doesn't have to worry about making the calls. He doesn't have the little green dot on his head.
He's Queen. Same thing Queen benefited from.
Yeah.
Playing next to that guy.
And that happens. And that's supposed to happen, especially when you're a rookie. And Kyle Hamilton, I'm still leery about him playing that position, outside linebacker. I mean, you saw him go down last night. I'm like, come on, man. They can't afford to lose this guy. But you got to play over tight end, offensive lineman. That's tough. And I don't know why Tua did not read Kyle Hamilton up at the line of scrimmage. And he never changed the play.
No.
You know, he didn't kill, whatever the call is that everybody has. Rotate your blocking to that side. Same crap. And I'm like, dude, you're just bad. You're just a bad player.
Special teams.
No, let me go to secondary first.
Okay.
Kyle Hamilton's part, but he played more of an outside linebacker. Okay. But I thought Marlon Humphrey is playing better. You know, where teams are no longer isolating on him and running that slot receiver to the outside and matching up one-on-one. And maybe it's the hamstrings with him because he's gotten rested and he's playing better. The guy Gilman, safety, what he does for this defense is pretty special because he allows Kyle Hamilton to go up and play, and then they still stay the same with the same guys on the back end. So I gave them a C+. I still am concerned about the big plays that they give up, where guys are just wide open and there's nobody in the TV screen. That scares me, but I gave them a C+. Special teams, Ali and Mitchell both. And I tell you what, Keaton Mitchell, when he returns a kickoff, boy, when he gets hit, like get ready to go out of bounds, he puts his shoulder down. He smacks the pee out of people. I like that kind of stuff. That excites me, and that excites your team. That's the kind of stuff you want. Drew Stout, average.
You and Ed are both into that.
Man, and R. Kelly.
All the pee coming out of pee.
Yeah,
out.
Man.
That's when you play the game, man.
Okay,
you know, you gotta.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
Or you can knock the snot out of people. But
I like that better.
By the way, there's nothing better than when I just take a little like joke shot at Ed, and then I kind of glance over, and he's just giving me this. He's got a smile on his face, but his smile's like, really? Yeah. That's what you're doing right now?
We got to get out of here. What do you give coaching?
Coaching, I gave him a B. They went in, they did what they had to do. I thought Monken did a nice job with Lamar, and I think their defense is okay, but I'm still concerned there. So they got to be.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.